If you didn't already know, the Summer Olympics are just around the corner. In July of 2024, the Summer Olympics will be happening in Paris, France. As such, in swimming, Olympic trials are happening all over the world, pretty much between now and June, so that every country can qualify athletes to go compete in Paris at said Summer Olympics. This past weekend, one of those countries hosting their Olympic trials for swimming was Poland. Taking place from Thursday to Saturday in Lublin, Poland, the 2024 Polish Championships served as an opportunity for Polish swimmers to qualify for both the European Championships, which will be taking place in June, and the Paris Summer Olympics. And on the last day of competition, we saw something that we don't normally see in swimming. Let me go back on that a little bit. We saw something that we don't normally see from the level of swimmer that is trying to qualify for the Olympics. We might normally see something like this at a summer league meet from 10-year-olds who don't really know how to swim. And you know what the craziest part is? I don't even really know why this happened, but I do know how this happened, and we're going to talk about it right now. In the women's 200 individual medley final, 20-year-old Alexandra Knopp was swimming in lane 7. In the 200 individual medley, you swim one lap, or 50 meters, of each of the four strokes. They have made the rules as such where they really want to make sure that you're really swimming a 50 of each stroke. They don't want you to do 49 meters of one stroke and 51 meters of another stroke. That means that when you are finishing your 50 meters of backstroke, you have to touch on your back, or rather, you can't flip over on your stomach to touch. So basically, you have to be at least 90 degrees when you touch the wall from backstroke into the start of your breaststroke. That's paved the way for this weird open turn kind of thing that most, if not all, elite athletes now use, where you kind of touch on your side and then you flip your feet over and then you go about your breaststroke. Thing is, this turn can be a little disorienting, and I think we saw that on full effect from Alexandra Knopp in lane 7, because when she finished her 50 meters of backstroke and then did her back-to-breast turn, she started in lane 7 and then ended up in lane 6. Obviously, this wasn't what was supposed to happen for Alexandra. I'm sure it's not what she had planned for herself, and I'm sure it's not what her competitor, Mariana Radinska, was planning for in her 200 IM race either. What I found maybe even more fascinating was that Alexandra doubled down on being in the same lane as Mariana and not only swam the breaststroke leg in lane 6, but either did not realize she was in the wrong lane or just realized she was in the wrong lane and wasn't about to stop because she was having a really good race for her anyway, and then kept swimming in that lane for the freestyle leg, avoiding Mariana when she passed her off of the breaststroke to freestyle turn. There was an opportunity for her to dip back under the lane line off of the breaststroke to freestyle turn, so she could have ended the race in lane 7, which does raise a question of would she have still gotten disqualified if she had ended the race in her own lane and not another competitor's lane? Which the answer is probably yes. But she decided to just stick to her race plan and keep going and finish the race in lane 6. This is a problem because you cannot enter another swimmer's lane while the race is happening. We saw this rule in full effect earlier this year at the 2024 ACC College Championships, when North Carolina State's Owen Lloyd won the mile, got on the lane line, celebrated his victory, fell into his teammate's lane, and then was later disqualified because he had entered his teammate's lane. Even though his teammate had already finished the race, not all of the other competitors had finished the race at the time that Lloyd was celebrating. So if that's a DQ, then this is definitely a DQ, because Alexandra is fully in Mariana's lane during the race when both competitors are still swimming. Once again, that's how this event happened. I don't really know why it happened. If Alexandra was just confused, I'm assuming she didn't do it on purpose, but we don't actually know. Maybe someone bet her that she wouldn't go into someone else's lane during the race. I don't know. It does kind of raise a couple questions for me as to the legitimacy of the back to breast turn and if it could be made any better, or if you really do have to touch on your back for it to be a full 50 meters of backstroke, because it seems like there's a way to make a better back to breast turn in which something like this would be prevented in the future. Because I know not everyone does this, and most people can master the crossover turn just fine, but the fact that this happened even once does raise a concern for me. It also raises some pretty interesting potential about what if we did legalize going into another swimmer's lane if you didn't touch that swimmer, because really they both ended up having pretty good races, but neither swimmer touched each other, which I think is the real, we don't want swimming to be a contact sport, or maybe we do, but in this hypothetical, it's not. But what if you could get ahead of someone, enter their lane, maybe either give them a draft, which means you break the water for them and make it easier for them to swim, or you give them a wave, meaning you kick a lot and make it harder for them to swim ahead, and then you have to finish the race in your own lane. It could be interesting, and it could make for a lot of fun race strategies going into certain races, especially longer ones, but it would also require using energy because you'd have to move over a lane and then move back over a lane. So, I don't know. I'm just thinking aloud here. It's brought some possibilities. Mostly, it's reminded me of swim meets that I attended when I was 9 years old. But overall, I think this is a pretty fun experience from the Polish Championships and certainly a highlight from Lublin. Let me know in the comments below of what you make of this lane switch fiasco and how you think it should be handled moving forward. Should they change the back-to-breast turn? Should it be legal for swimmers to go in other swimmers' lanes if they don't touch the other swimmer? You've heard my thoughts. I want to hear yours. Thanks for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss out on all of our video content. Thanks a lot. I'll see you next time.